Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An interim report from the Department of Homeland Security and obtained exclusively by ABC News shows a staggering 32,000 unaccompanied minors have failed to appear at their immigration court hearings. ABC's Derek Dennis.
The report says ICE has been unable to keep track of all unaccompanied migrant children because there's no way to monitor their location and status once they leave government custody. The report adds there's no assurance the children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor.
Staffing issues and a lack of resources, primary reasons given for the limited tracking of minors. The Democratic National Convention continues today in Chicago, but President Biden has left. He and First Lady Jill Biden paving the way for Vice President Kamala Harris to run in November. They are on a vacation now in California. Donald Trump will be in the swing state of Michigan today. In Egypt, ceasefire talks continue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there, urging the Israelis and Hamas to take this latest deal on the table and to bring the hostages home. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Well, today is the day the Madison Common Council will decide whether to put a $22 million referendum on the ballot. Residents would vote in November, and if passed, it would raise property taxes on the average Madison home by about $20 a month. Without it, the city would have to make 5% cuts across the board, and city leaders warned that would be devastating. It would slash services, put projects on the back burner, and force layoffs. Starting in the 2025 budget, the city faces a $27 million shortfall. But alternatives are popping up, though, too. Just yesterday, Alder Marsha Rummel proposed a $29 million referendum and cutting fees. Now, of course, that's higher than the proposed $22 million, but the State Journal says it would actually be $11 cheaper per month for residents because you'd also be cutting fees. The Common Council has their special meeting tonight to vote on the referendum. Of course, we'll have full coverage for you tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Esther. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round one of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. You can push repeat on today for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us at 11:06. We'll talk all things DNC and more. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job. But I love my country more. I love my country more. And all this talk about how I'm angry, all those people said I should step down. That's not true.
No. Oh, thank you, yeah. Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Man, I mean, that was only night one.
Yep.
We are waiting, Christine Pelosi. We talked about the logistics here.
Yep.
A little more complicated than I thought, with security perimeters. And,
yep.
Yeah, when we left yesterday, it blocks and blocks and blocks. It would have been like a two-hour wait
two-hour
to get
wait.
Back in.
Yep.
So Chris and I watched the convention from our hotel room.
Yes, we did.
but we got photobombed by Christine Pelosi on the floor yesterday. But that was exciting, just in that sort of... They were rehearsing the Hillary Clinton entrance with, you know, Brave, the song Brave.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and so it was kind of exciting to see all the preparations. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were geeking out by our California delegation.
Yeah. And they had like rehearsal stuff in the teleprompter. It was basically, you know, the Gettysburg Address.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just so they could make sure it worked.
It's time for this morning's Guess the Quote.
Uh-oh.
It's time for this morning's
okay.
Guess
Uh-oh.
The Quote.
Let's do this.
I'm not usually sitting right next to you, so here's... And this is a theme about tonight. We're gonna have so many slap fights. We've spent so much time together. You have no idea. Who said what I admire most about Joe is his decency, his resilience, his unshakable belief in the promise of our country. Over the last 4 years, those are the values America has needed most. I'm proud to call him my president, and I'm so grateful to call him my friend.
Hong Kong Fooey.
No, it's right there. Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Love it.
Who will speak tonight along with Michelle Obama, mm-hmm. Our new best friend,
yes.
Governor J.B. Pritzker.
That's right.
Who seems to still be my friend despite the fact that I told him I'm going to marry his nephew even though we're both gay because I am a gold digger. He doesn't care.
Oh, there's a Pritzker that's gay?
Yeah.
Well, hello.
Chris. Get your paws off. But anyway, he's one of the rock stars. What a deep bench we have.
That's right.
Last night was just insane,
yeah.
as Charlie was talking about.
Yeah.
AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Jamie Raskin. I mean, we were just saying, like, of every, like, that's our party.
Yeah.
Every age and ethnicity. And just, like, you're like, I literally had the feeling not like I'm like Trump, like stay in power, but I thought, if we do this right, we're going to stay in power forever. not in the way Trump means it, but I thought, oh my God, you know, like that's how, think of Republicans, who do they have? Like, look at our, this was only night one.
That's right.
And these were all rock stars last night.
Yeah.
And again, we've got three more nights to go.
Yeah. Newsmax is right over there. Yeah. And every time I walk by that booth, that blonde that they have sitting there, she just looks so sad.
Yeah, the only sad people here, Jody, are the right wingers.
Exactly.
They're just like,
she looks so downcast, and I'm like, yes.
I mean, this is the thing. They keep trying on the divisiveness. Dylan tweeted, Josh Shapiro pushed back on Trump's claim he wasn't chosen as VP because he's Jewish. Shapiro said Trump is completely full of it, and he's trying to use me, and he's trying to use other Jews to divide Americans further. Anti-Semitism played absolutely no role in my dialogue with the vice president.
That's right.
They just, everything they're trying does not work. If you see the unity and the joy and the of this convention, it's like good luck.
Yeah.
Like good luck trying to divide us this time.
Yep.
I feel like there's been lessons learned. Oh my God, and meanwhile, Trump, is it possible for him to make this Medal of Honor thing worse?
Yes.
Can he just shut up? Just shut the F up, Donnie.
Please.
Seriously. Like, he made it worse. A lot of times when he's trying to make a correction, he just says the same thing again.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question was, can you clarify your comments where you said the Presidential Medal of Freedom is much better than the Congressional Medal of Honor? Many veterans are upset about that. Trump. I would rather get it. You know, people who get the Congressional Medal of Honor are awfully horribly wounded or dead. They're often dead. When you get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, it's usually for other things, like you've achieved great success.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, you just said the same thing again. Yeah, it's... I mean, it is crazy how bad this campaign
is. He's a psychopath. He has no empathy for anybody.
Yeah.
How can we have someone like that as a president? How did we have someone like that as a president for four years?
Their policy comments. Tom Cotton, what does Charlie call him? The bobble-throated slap D?
Yeah.
Can't say the word. Okay. He said, most Americans see the breadlines and horrors of Venezuela as a warning. Today, Kamala Harris made clear she sees Venezuela as a model for America. And Barat tweeted, Senator Cotton's home state of Arkansas has a law against corporate price gouging.
Right.
I'm curious if he thinks his state has turned into Venezuela as a result.
Yeah.
I mean, everything they keep threatening us with a good time.
Right.
They're like, it's going to be a communist takeover. Everybody gets free health care. I'm like,
okay.
Yay!
Yes.
Right.
I pay my taxes. That's what I want for my taxes.
Mitch McConnell saying, if Kamala wins, it's going to be the end of the GOP. Yay! Really? Stop threatening us, Mitch.
Yeah.
but when I saw that lineup last night, that's what I thought. I'm like, holy crap. If we do this right, if we run campaigns the way they're running the Harris-Waltz campaign, we've got a line of succession like forever.
We've got even better speakers tonight.
And also generationally and demographically, things are on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that, like, you just have to have someone of that age or ethnicity. It's that they're rock stars. They're legitimately rock stars.
Yes.
Olga just tweeted, Hillary, America, we can't make another huge mistake again.
Yeah.
I mean, she would have been, if her speech was 8 seconds long, it would have been fine. I told y'all, mother effers, I was right about everything.
She was right about everything.
The queen of I told you so. Forever and ever.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. So, these efforts to divide are kind of cracking me up. Stephen Miller.
Yeah, you share a name with him.
Yeah, a lot of times people are like, I thought I read that Stephen Miller
show. Yeah.
So Baby Goebbels said, Biden leading fully into the Charlottesville hoax at the convention, the most debunked, disproven, and discredited hoax in existence, deliberately stirring up hatred weeks after an attempted assassination is beyond vile.
Oh,
it's psychotic. It's their pretext for authoritarianism. Oh, my God, this whole campaign's going to be projection.
Yeah.
And Miranda said, the absolute worst effing people have their knickers in a twist because the Democrats are rightly calling out their bigotry regarding Charlottesville. I mean, it's just everything they try.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It feels like it's falling flat.
It is. They don't have their mojo. It's like they suddenly lost their mojo, and it's the most glorious thing.
Did I bury the lead?
What?
I guess the impeachment, Joe Biden's over. I thought they had, there was so much there.
They had so much.
Wait, there's no more Hunter Biden? Wait, what's happening? It's...
It disappeared into the ether.
I mean, this is the insane thing. They were all saying forever, including Trump on down, Biden's too old, needs to drop out, Biden's too old, needs to drop out, Biden's too old, got to drop out. Biden dropped out? What?
We weren't expecting that.
Like, they have no plan for any of this. It's a crack up.
They're flailing.
Yes.
And it made that blonde over there at Newsmax sad.
She has a sad, but she has pretty makeup.
That hair is really something.
I know. I was like, Jody knows I was in a bit of a fashion panic before I left, but I'm like, I'm just doing me how I always do, because I can't compete with the ladies with the billion-dollar pantsuits and hair.
Well, they have the makeup trailers out there.
I know.
Yeah, we walked past them on the way in.
I know.
You see the anchors coming out and just, like, perfect hair, thick makeup.
I know.
And wearing sneakers because they have a long way to walk.
I got
to
be me.
Yeah.
I just can't. There's a lot of walk. Jody, it's a basketball stadium. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You can't really do heels and cute shoes. Anyway, so, we still have a lot of exciting stuff. I might get to meet Pete Buttigieg today.
That's right.
I'm gonna plus one with Dana Goldberg.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow night,
Allison Gill's having a bash.
Yeah.
It's at night. So I don't know.
You don't do things at night.
Right.
Yes. Tomorrow night, I'm actually gonna stay up late because a friend of mine who lives in Chicago invited me to a party that Wyclef Jean is going to be at. So I'm gonna meet Wyclef Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Chris and I showed up at a luncheon for the free food to get a photo op, and then we were out of there. Like the rude bastards we are.
We thank them for the invite.
We do. It was fantastic.
It was wonderful.
And we have a luncheon on Thursday that I hopefully will get to meet Gwen Walz.
Nice.
Which is very Walz.
Yes. Walz.
Walz.
He said it.
Walz to the Walz.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The T-shirt's available. Oh, by the way, someone said thank you for getting Walz to the Walz up at stephaniemiller.com. But they also told me the disturbing statistic that apparently Chris is Right merchandise is outselling Chris is Wrong.
Of course it is.
Which is very distressing to me.
Because I'm always right.
No. No. Although you did say, do you have your credentials this morning? And I was like, oh, I better go back upstairs.
We weren't getting anywhere without them. Mm-hmm. See, look at that. Look at that.
What'd you do?
No.
Oh,
Sean has the Chris is Right.
You're holding up the Chris is Right. Yeah, put that down. Turn it around and it says Chris is Wrong. Okay. I think we should break early because Christine Pelosi, you have to understand these logistics here and traffic and security, and you never know like when people can get through.
Yes.
So
let me grab your thing.
So anyway, you know what's going to happen? Everybody, we're going to have a backup. We have Representative Don Beyer coming of the great state of Virginia.
Yep.
Gloria Allred.
Yep.
It's going to be like a pile up on the 405.
Okay.
All right. So let's break a little bit early, 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Woo-hoo.
Jody Hamilton, smartest girl in the world.
Yay.
She's been using it for 20 years, way ahead of the curve.
That's right.
She's a woman a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of her time.
That's right.
Right, Jody?
Whatever you say, Ms. Miller.
Right. I find it's good to be on time.
Yes.
But my point is, Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They care about our world as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, you name it. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and great customer service. And switching so easy.
That's
bring your phone, bring your number, bam. Go right to credomobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo, and Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies for teachers who need them, things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Oh my God, that's like my favorite show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
This section of the DNC show brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. Look who we found 23 minutes after the hour. It's Christine Pelosi.
Yay!
Hi, everybody.
And she didn't photobomb us this time. We invited her.
They invited me. That's at SF Pelosi. By the way, you have my wrong Twitter handle.
Oops.
Because I just had to hold it and protect it so that nobody else could take it. And so,
oh.
You know. I apologize. I'm posting weird things. Okay, can I just tell you why I fell more in love with Christine Pelosi? Chris offered, when we have our next guest, to get offset so there's room. And Christine said, well, it's not like you add much to the conversation anyway.
This is very true. True words has never been spoken.
Is it shade? Is it burnt? Is it just smoke? Is it just Pelosi smoke?
It's an honor to be shaded by a Pelosi.
You're welcome. There's more where that came from. I mean, I saw your pretty face with your mommy last night. Was that the most incredible night? Just talk about your... I cried I don't even know how many times.
It was a beautiful night. It was a really beautiful night. Democrats coming together, the Democratic family. We actually got down on off an elevator, and boom, in the corridor, Steve Kerr. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I'm
awesome.
My God. We love you. We love him and Margot. They're just a wonderful couple. They're terrific people. And, of course, you know, his father, Malcolm Kerr, was a preeminent Middle Eastern scholar.
Right.
And his mother was ready to go meet his father for lunch at the American University in Beirut. And she shows up at the office, and he's been shot.
Oh, by a terrorist.
And he died. And so that just affected so much of Steve's life. So we know him as this great basketball player. But, you know, he was playing...
Thanks for losing my FCC license, American royalty. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so, but they were horrible.
Right.
But the point is, he's been a real voice for gun safety, for community, for tolerance, and, you know, the fact that he has done so well in the NBA, so many championships here in the United Center and at Chase, and, of course, winning the gold medal, just amazing. Yeah. And, of course, he gave him the night-night.
Yes!
Night-night, Donald. So that was great. But Hillary, I have to say, I was so ready for Hillary in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was her commitment to helping us try to win the House and win the Senate. Because if you're going to be ready for Hillary, you still have to be ready to elect women and people of color to Congress and to governor and to senator. So they get used to voting for a woman for president. So we were so ready, and she was so excellent. And honestly, this should have been her valedictory speech after 7.5 years in office. Yeah. So it was bittersweet, and she deserved every minute of her accolades.
Yeah,
just incredible.
She was good. That was an amazing speech. And even she would say she's not an Obama kind of orator, but she was fantastic. AOC, Jasmine Crockett, everybody was. I mean,
Jamie Raskin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what a team of
beautiful
rock stars.
But also just to see Jamie Raskin, when you consider he was asked to lead up the. He and Zoe Lofgren were asked by then Speaker Nancy Pelosi well in advance of the election.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to call her that at home?
No, we call her Mimi at home.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right?
That's awesome.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, could you pass the gravy?
Because Mimi, we need a gravy. Are you sure? Okay. No, your homemade gravy is what we want.
Yes.
In Nana's gravy boat, yes. So the point is, though, she had this whole thing, a team set up in the spring of 2020, knowing that Trump was going to challenge the election, and Jamie was quarterbacking that. And then as you remember, in the beginning of January, when Tommy took his life, it was, Jamie, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but he really wanted to. And then he brought his daughter and his son-in-law married to the other daughter to the Capitol that day on January 6th, and everything happened. But I want us to juxtapose his speech last night with the moment that happened on January 6th, right before we had our national loss of innocence, when he got up there and people welcomed him back, and there was a bipartisan standing ovation for him. And I actually had tweeted at the time, a glimmer of hope, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, it all went to hell.
Can I tell you the moment on January 6th that I fell even more deeply in love with your mother than I ever thought I could be?
Mm-hmm.
Is when they said Trump's coming to the Capitol, and she said, I want to punch him.
Well, he was in self-defense if he was going to storm the Capitol.
Right.
That was, she was going to defend herself. And later they said, well, what would you have done if the mob that was threatening to put a bullet in your brain had found you? She said, I'm a street fighter.
Yeah.
And she's Baltimore.
Stilettos. Exactly.
You think San Francisco liberal? No, she is
Baltimore
the way.
Yes.
Can I just say, speaking of Democratic unity, I loved how the president last night said all this reporting about that I'm mad at people is not true. You know, and there's your mom out there smiling, cheering him on. And somebody asked her yesterday, the press, like, you know, some people are upset at you. And she said, well, I want to win. And as I said, she never said for him to get out. She said it is his decision, which I always thought was very respectful.
Or to change his campaign.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as you can see now, people wanted the entrepreneurial spirit of being having ownership in a campaign. And that's what we're now getting, thanks to Joe Biden's act of patriotism. I loved his speech
And nobody counts votes like your mom, and no one knows how to win like your mom. And the president has said it was the right decision. I'm sure it was very difficult for him. But I always thought that she was respectful and was not, you know, we're going to take care of George Clooney when we get back to L.A. because that was a little different. But
that was a little different.
Yeah. Your mom was, as usual, on target. All right, you're staying with us just because you were late because of something. I don't know, security. Something.
I told him it was
my magnetic
personality.
I can't believe you have to go security.
Oh, no, please. I want everyone to have security.
Yeah, all right. So Christine Pelosi stays with us.
That's right.
Representative John Beyer coming up. Gloria Allred. It's live from the DNC. It's the Stephanie Miller Show, bitch.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Environmental defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
surprise, is it, that he is lying about Kamala's record? He's mocking her name and her laugh. Sounds familiar. But yep, we have him on the run now.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
We're back with our potty mouth Christine Pelosi, who, after years of maggots going after me, I'll be taken down by a Pelosi, and my FCC license will be gone. Good morning, Christine. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. See, I play the long game.
Yes.
Yes, you do. They planted me a long time ago. I will say this about Hillary Clinton's speech last night and Joe Biden's speech. It was refreshing after years and years and years of hearing about San Francisco liberal, which mm-hmm. translated to gay
yep.
and
yep.
pro-abortion,
yep.
that now everybody's talking. Maybe the governor of Kentucky.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it was really, really powerful, the fight for reproductive freedom. And it was interesting 2 years ago when Roe was overturned and they said, oh, it's going to be in the rearview mirror. And they said to Nancy Pelosi, you're going to owe your caucus an apology. And she's like, rearview mirror? Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on.
Women never forget.
Well, I went on TV.
The little ladies will be over that by November.
So I went out to defend her and they said, well, what did you think? And I'm like, have you talked to a college kid?
Yeah.
Do you think they don't want to have sex this weekend? Or try to avoid sex this weekend? Or at some point in their lives, they might want to have sex? Or they're worried about being laced and roofied? I mean, this is top of mind to young people. And when they're told that someone's taking away their power. Okay, now, if you're a teenager and you can't even get out of bed on time, you can't even make your bed on a good day, and yet you manage to go to a doctor, get a birth control prescription, mm-hmm. take that pill every day, mm-hmm. and they're going to take away not only your freedom, but invalidate that first level of maturity and you know, self-control that you've taken over your life.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I always
forget it.
I always mention that whenever time I was on CNN talking about a woman's issue, I got a maggot that was like, you liberal chicks, all you want is free birth control pills. And I'm like, yeah, as a middle-aged lesbian, that's my main concern.
Top of mind.
Moron. Thanks.
Top of mind.
I took them all day long, like Skittles, just all day long, just to be safe.
But also what we're hearing from men is that they want to be good dads and yet at the same time have their daughters make their own decisions.
Right.
And so when they are told that the Trump Vance ticket is going to take away their family discussion, there won't even be any discussion in their family at all.
Right.
The issue goes from, you know, the Republicans are saying to them, oh, your daughter's going to make decisions without you. Actually, what their daughter, now the Republicans are saying, actually, we're going to make the decision for your family.
Yeah.
And they really don't like that. So I think they've strongly underestimated this, especially this young generation's ability to communicate their needs and feelings to their parents, and for those parents to really appreciate Gen
Z
and Alpha's you know, views on things. So I think this is just a complete sea change. I love seeing it, and I absolutely love that Democrats are uniting, but also around the economy.
Yes.
Three things you didn't think you would hear at a Democratic convention were, one, the word abortion, two, USA, USA, mm-hmm. USA,
yeah.
which we said constantly, and
religion. We're taking back the flag, and we're taking, look at Reverend Warnock. I mean, we're taking back
God. That
was
God. Amazing.
We're taking back the flag.
You know, tradition, yeah. John Lewis's preacher up there. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's hard to wrap your head around, you know, just what we're seeing. And it was only night one. So, yeah, let's talk about tonight with obviously the Obamas. Molly John Fast, listen, don't make me have to tackle you.
Seriously, Molly John Fast.
I see you. Christine Pelosi sees you.
Yeah, we need to talk. You know, those are the worst words.
We need to talk.
By the way, that's like not a good thing to hear from your producer, your partner, your parent.
Right.
It's just you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
We need to talk. But here's what I do want to talk about. Tonight we're going to talk about the economy, and we're going to talk about economy that works for all of us.
Yes.
We're going to have state-by-state ceremonial roll calls, which will be powerful and amazing.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to know a little bit more about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz through the eyes of people who know them and love them. And, of course, we're going to hear from the excellent communicators, Chicago's own Michelle Obama.
Absolutely.
Barack Obama, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the Obama's hometown.
That's
man.
Right.
I know. You mentioned San Francisco. I thought, like, yeah, the racism, sexism, homophobia has just gotten
It just so, like, there's not even a dog whistle on their side anymore. They used to think they were so clever, right, with San Francisco means gay, and, you know, Chicago means blackety, blackety, black, and we get it, New York means Jew, like, you know, which, like, they always thought they were so clever with their code words.
So sneaky.
Right.
But they're, you know, but the thing is, people are still really hurting, and, you know, Trump's delays and denials of an airborne virus that he knew was airborne, told Bob Woodward that, Bob Woodward saved it for the book and not... You know, saving lives. Thanks, Bob. And the fact of the matter is, we're still coming out. A lot of families still have an individual recession, or they have a credit crunch.
Sure.
You know, kids I know would like to just be able to afford college or be able to afford rent without living with roommates.
Right. And, let alone afford a house.
Right. Oh, God, yeah.
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 No, let's start with that. So I think what we're going to see tonight is also the platform. We'll be talking about the platform. People say, she doesn't have a policy. Yes, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have a policy. It's called the Democratic National Platform.
Yep.
And we were doing Build Back Better, and people were saying, well, where did that come from? We're like, it's right in the platform.
Yeah.
We're not fighting for Bernie or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden.
Yeah.
We're fighting for the Build Back Better plan that was in the platform.
That's
right. You all show up. Every single member of Congress is a delegate to this convention. They have a first-round vote on that platform, and they're all going to vote for it tonight, and then we're going to implement it in 2025.
Yep.
Christine, I want to talk to you about the gender gap. We were just mentioning some polling that I think CNN's Harry Enten was talking about, that obviously Kamala's already running away with women, but the male vote has not changed yet. And I have to hope in my heart there's more men like Tim Walz than like Donald Trump. And J.D. Vance.
Well, but also they have to hear a story.
Right.
They have to hear a story about their lives and their place in society. If they're union members, they heard a great story last night from Sean Fain about that.
Yep.
But they have to hear more about the economy. What does this mean to my pocketbook? What does this mean to my kitchen table? What does it mean for the prospects for my family? And we'll be getting to that more in more focus as we talk about our platform, as we talk about our agenda. But really, moving from opportunity to entrepreneurship, moving from small businesses to, which most people aren't going to start, but to credit worthiness being strengthened, better paying jobs, holding on to your pension, making sure your 401k is strong. Those are the economic issues that hit people at the kitchen table, that and saving our health care.
Yes.
Because you can do all of that, everything right. If you get sick and you get dropped from your plan, you're screwed.
This stupid macho thing about the guy that wears makeup and a girdle and about Donald Trump. I saw some maggot tweeted, guys who vote for Kamala Harris pee sitting down, and someone's like, guys who say that think about guys peeing a lot. it's so stupid. I don't know how to counter it.
Well, they're appealing to the incel vote. I mean, clearly that's what J.D. Vance is all about. And, you know, just for a serious note, that really scary undercurrent of those podcasts and YouTubes, like the YouTube gun show that the attempted assassin of Donald Trump was wearing their T-shirt at that rally, you know, that's a really scary thing because, as the white dudes for Harris were talking about, there is a lot of loneliness among white men.
Yeah.
There is a lot of depression among people who were really feeling left out even before COVID and now even more so. So that's something we have to deal with.
I want to make an offer. I am gay, but I will have sex with all of you if you just vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, God.
For America. I'm all about service.
The blisters.
All right.
Did I ever tell you my
behave? Honest to God.
Did I ever tell you my super embarrassing
story?
We're
going to have to, I mean, I love you and you're very attractive and all that, but I think
we're going
to have a better get out the vote strategy for the white dudes.
I think so too.
Other than you offering yourself.
I feel like we need to do a sitcom. I'm sitting here in my big gay shirt and we should do some like gay straight alliance sitcom.
Just we are very wacky, alive,
and
everybody.
And we're both sort of, you know, political royalty. Well, you're political royalty. Mine was just the one guy and lost in a landslide, but still, you know, political families.
We understand. We're so
hilarity
excited.
Ensues.
Hilarity ensues. Yeah, I think we'd lose our FCC license in about 15
yes,
minutes.
Yes, indeed.
But it would be great 15 minutes.
It would have to be on FX, on cable or something, HBO.
Did I ever tell you the super embarrassing story about your mom coming to a dinner party at my house? So she did San Francisco Sexy Liberal, which she was amazing. But so she came to a dinner party. I don't know what I was thinking, Christine. I was very nervous. And I was just so like, I knew that she would put like a little...
how much do you think our office chairs cost? Like $40? I put like a little chair in my driveway with a sign that said Pelosi on it. And I told her advance people, I was like, you know, so she can park. I don't think she was speaker yet, but still. I was like, so, you know, because I know she wanted to get her right into the park right there. I don't know why I thought she would be driving herself in a Mini Cooper or something. But I come out and there's
people.
Like the motorcade. And I was like, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really nice that you put a little coat in your driveway.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. A little chair. That's so nice. When I show up for dinner, I expect to see that.
Yeah, a handwritten sign that says Pelosi.
Yes.
My
neighbor. Actually,
do that.
Don't. You're probably going to get attacked, heckled.
Yeah. You let the entire neighborhood know and the entire...
My neighbor was like, there was a lot of police activity at your house last night. I walked out. I was like, oh, crap. And it's not even me this time. My God. Anyway, it's so wonderful to be here.
Yeah.
This is really special, and I'm so glad you're here adding a little levity but also seriousness to what is ahead, because it's a very scary prospect of Trump winning and coming after all of us just out of vengeance. I seriously wish we could do a show and we could also send Donald Trump and Elon Musk into therapy, and the two of them can do that and the rest of us can run social media in the United States.
Yes.
That was the best photo bomb in the history of photo bombs. Go to our social media.
Yep.
We were geeking out about our California delegation, which is the best. And we just totally got photobombed by a Pelosi.
Yep.
I'm here for you anytime. Sorry.
We love you,
sexy liberals. Follow Christine and support everything she does. She's just, it's amazingness. It runs in the family.
Yeah.
We love you, honey.
Love you too.
I meant that in a big gay way.
Ha ha ha.
Stop it.
My husband's going to love that.
I'm kidding. He can watch.
God.
Okay. Goodbye, Christine. Love you.
Thank you, Christine.
40. What? You didn't expect. I don't even have an FCC license anymore.
Oh,
she lost it. It doesn't matter. 45, right? Stop talking. I'm doing a commercial now. 45 minutes after the hour. Goodbye. This portion of the show. Did I just scream at Molly Young?
We have someone waiting in the waiting room.
Okay. Listen, do you get stressed because your monthly income that doesn't seem to cover the bills?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
What?
You should get a better job.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding. Oh, God, don't. Don't leave me. You're not alone. A lot of Americans feel that way, right? Things are expensive. You're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough if you're feeling this way. You need to call American Financing.
Yeah.
They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt, even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped. A company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting, not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-67-5490. That's 888-67-5490. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Jody Hamilton is torturing me. She keeps sending me pictures of Bonnie and Clyde. I miss them so much, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. I talked to them. I FaceTimed with them.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, I left them their Nature's Blend, so I think they're fine. And also, they were using Jody as a giant salt
right.
lake, so they seem to be fine. If you leave the Nature's Blend, it's because it's the best dog food in the world. Dr. Marty, a renowned veterinarian,
mm-hmm.
miracle worker,
yes.
says Forbes magazine. He's made this dog food of real food.
That's right.
But it's all turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, you name it, superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, all the nutrients, all the flavor packed in there. And it's right, you're not blasting it on high heat,
nope.
so all the flavor and nutrients are gone. Right now you can save 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. My hero,
yes.
my hero is here. Gloria Allred joins us now. I saw your beautiful face on TV last night.
Oh,
you have a Gloria and Kamala mask.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
I saw your beautiful face by our beautiful California delegation sign.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. So that's great. Thanks for being here and covering this incredible, I'm going to say, historic convention.
Yes.
And it's so exciting to be here because, as you know, we always say in the women's movement, a woman's place is in the house. the White House.
There you go.
That's right.
Gloria, don't you really seriously, not spin, have the feeling we are going to do it this time? I mean, everything, the handoff from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris and from Hillary Clinton last night, who many of us are still heartbroken over, really handle, you know, just saying that, you know, all those cracks in the glass ceiling, this time we're going to shatter it. And I really feel like we are, don't you?
I thought she was incredible, and people around me were saying, oh my God, we wish she had been president. But again, unfortunately, wishing doesn't do it. I was, you know, very distressed when she didn't win last time, even though she won, what, 3 million more votes? And then the former president did, and but that's the Electoral College. And this time, I think that Kamala is very focused on winning the Electoral College, and you know, she's visiting those swing states. And today, by the way, the California breakfast, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's incredible. She fired up the crowd. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro came, and he fired up the crowd. And of course, Mayor Bass was there. So it was just a great California breakfast.
Gloria, you've been, I mean, obviously fighting for women's rights all your life, for civil rights. This moment, I mean, it was so emotional for all of us last night. It must have been particularly emotional for you, because we have not only our PTSD from 2016, but we have now post-Roe. We have post-Roe, and we have this amazing female candidate. So just what were you, take us through like your emotions last night, just watching with everything you've seen in your life.
So excited. But again, we have to get out there and fight for every vote. We have to send our message to people in every state. We have to knock on doors. We have to get out there and donate funds to the campaign. And we have to do everything possible every minute until this election takes place, because we have so much at stake. Roe v. Wade, you mentioned, it's a subject, of course, dear to my heart. And she has been a leader on Roe v. Wade as vice president. She's gone to many states, and she's spoken out. And we know that if Kamala Harris is elected president of the United States, and if we can win more seats and take over the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, then we can get Roe v. Wade codified. And in plain English, that means for Congress to pass a law, a statute, which would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. Because what we know is that Trump is, you know, wants to ban abortion nationwide. And we know that from Project 2025, which he's tried to distance himself from with no success whatsoever. They don't even want to mention abortion in there, but they do want to use the Comstock Act to, you know, to stop medical supplies for abortion, pills, contraceptives, you know, the morning after pill, from being sent to states. Because they might cause abortion. So
it's crazy. I mean, it's all,
we
it's all weird.
We don't want to go back, because we know how far back that is. And abortion,
that's right.
We won't. Yeah, I was just going to say that. We won't go back.
That's right.
Yeah, and creepy, tracking girls' periods. But anyway, but Gloria, I was just going to say that. I think I've always so appreciated you being such a great ally to the gay community, as has Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
And I was traveling back from a sexy liberal. Otherwise, I would have been in your, you know, your gay pride thing where, you know, I march with a bunch of very large men that are dressed like you, which is my favorite gay pride. But I didn't get back in time, and our friend Catherine invited me, and I was bereft.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we definitely missed you, but I will say this. You are sexy. You are a liberal. You are a sexy liberal.
You too.
And we love you, and we're so important. You know, it's so important that you come to the convention. You give your point of view. And I want to see you at the Pride Parade every year, because, as you know, I've never missed a year in the last 45 years.
Yeah.
But it won't be the same unless Stephanie Miller is marching alongside you.
I will always march alongside you.
Now, and, here's somebody who's marching alongside of me in life.
Uh-oh.
And here's, you said you missed my daughter. Well, here's my grandson. We'll take him as a
Hi, Sammy.
Hi,
Sammy.
Lisa Bloom, come home. I love you. Come home, Lassie. Yeah. She's hiking the Pacific Crest Trail.
But anyway, Sammy will fill in for her. But Sammy, of course, as you know, not only my grandson, but interested in politics, and now he's an environmental attorney.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
So
he's
cool.
A fantastic dancer. When I told you that, you were like, no, he's going to be a lawyer.
You always focus on the most important thing. Thank you.
Yes. She's always right.
Yep. We love you, Gloria Allred. We will see you tomorrow live from the DNC. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.